Just one quick halacha. One of our members asked the following question on Shabbat regarding pouring hot water on these instant soups. They have these soups already that come in the plastic container, and you open them up, you add some hot water, and there you go, you have instant hot soup on Shabbat. Of course, the member knows that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbat. His question is that, you know, these items might be already cooked from before, and then they freeze dry it somehow, or they dry it in some way, so just when you add the water, it cooks right away. The problem is that we're not certain exactly how they make these soups, and you really would not be able to be lenient until you know for certain exactly how they make it. As an example, in a lot of these soups, it's true that a lot of the ingredients were cooked already. If a lot of the ingredients were cooked already, there might be room to say en bishul ahar bishul. However, in a lot of the ingredients, they don't cook them. It's part are cooked and part are not. Some of the spices they leave raw. So you have to go really to every single ingredient to know which ones they cooked, which ones they didn't. And if there's ingredients that they didn't cook in there, because they figured out when you put the hot water on it, it'll get cooked anyway, like a tea bag or something like that. So then one has to be strict until he figures out that everything was really cooked. And even then, it's not so simple, because when we say something is cooked, it means it's cooked that it has edibility to it. This item, it doesn't have edibility to it until you put hot water. The proof of the pudding is, no pun intended, if you put cold water in it, for example, it doesn't do anything to it. You need to put hot water to make it edible. I'm not sure if that cooking made this powder that you're having edible. Of course, anybody can put anything in their mouth, but you don't eat it like that. And therefore, it's possible that even if they did cook it, that since really didn't make it edible, it's the bishul of the chamin that's making it edible, and possibly it would be forbidden to even use water from a kli sheni, because it's possible that you see it, that these soups get cooked with kli sheni water just as good as they get cooked with kli rishon water. So it's possible to classify that this is a kli, as a kli bishul. We're not too sure. Maybe it's like a tea bag. It's possible that they only cook it, you know, halfway, and therefore, so when you add the water, it speeds the process. We're not sure. Chaim David says every company has different, systems. But even if they did cook it, he's not so convinced that it would be permissible to pour from a kli rishon. And he's also strict that you shouldn't pour from a kli sheni, although he is lenient in all cases to pour from a kli shlishi. Because even if the kli shlishi makes it, you know, edible, we know kli shlishi is not mevashel. So therefore, the answer would be no soups. To take the water, let's say the urn is a kli rishon, you take the water from a urn, you put it in a second cup, that cup already is a kli sheni. He doesn't mention pouring from a kli sheni into it, but the irui kli sheni is like a kli shlishi, or to pour that into a third cup and then pour it in there. But to pour it from a kli rishon, or to pour it from a kli sheni, Chaim David is machmir, he writes this in his halakha, and Hilchot Shabbat Halakha Berura, it's on Daf Taf Pehe. Just to read some of his words, he says Ve'ahar Bedikata Devarim. It seems he did some investigations. Nitbarer she'tahalich yitzura devarim mishtane memakom lemakom. They change. You can't make a rule on these soups. Ve'arbe mimine avkot elu, these powders, o mimine ma'achal, enam mevushalim kot sorkam. Some of them are just not fully cooked, so for sure there's a problem. Some of the ingredients are fully cooked, some put the pieces of vegetables in it, or dry herbs and things like dried peas that maybe were not cooked in the first place, but by adding the water it just gets soft. So he says, "Umatzu adavar befrat beavkat marak." Especially you find it by the soups. V'yesh b'mshapa pish bevashelim otam mekol makom enam nasim ruim la'achila. Right, which is true. They cook it, but it's unedible. Af achad gemat tarik yitzuram ad shi'adu alem ma'im hamim until you put the hot water. Ubevaday shi'ik lezen me'od shelo la'arot ma'im hamim mekli rishon al devarim elu ela le'achad bedika yisodit. What do you have to check out? Shachen kol arechivim shebem mevushalim legamri kol tzorkam vegam hayu reuim la'achila b'fnei atzmam. Which means you have to say that before they dried it, these ingredients were edible on their own. Like they dried it, okay, that's just so they could preserve it. So it's got to be fully cooked and it had edibility. ראוי להחמיר שלא לערות עליהם מים חמים, אפילו מכלי שני. ואוי, זה שהרי איננו ראות שנגמר בשולם גם מידי כלי שני. זה כלי שני כשתי סוף של סוסגות. ורק לשנותם בתוך כלי שלישי, לשנותם לתוך כלי שלישי יש להקל. anyway, it's at the end of the halakha, מכל מקום, המקל לערות עליהם מים חמים מכלי שני, יש לו עד מה שיסמוך. There was some post that today, קלי הבישול is what קלי הבישול is, and we don't add anything to the list. Even tea was a big conversation amongst the Achamim. And since this item is, even if it's not cooked, let's say, כלי שני אינו מבשל, aye, but you're seeing it's... So he doesn't like it. But he says, those that are lenient on Klish Yeni, yesh le'akel. Ulinyan. Oh, that's it. He goes to another subject over here. And then he says, yeah, in the bottom over here, he is Mahmir. Okay, that's it.